there any thought of shutting down the Crown League for the year?
We'll see. I mean, it's been quite a process, yeah.
Yeah.
He's really not ready to even practice right now, so.
It's been a month. That's quite a while. Is this I mean, a lot of guys with Peyton Hillis, it was, you know, his third one. Is this his first time having this, or is it maybe, does that contribute to it at all in any way, shape, or form that you know?
Well, it would definitely contribute to it if it was, you know. But I'm not going to tell you because I don't know if it's his second one or his first one, to be honest with you. I can't recall. But definitely all the information you can get is a part of it. There you go. Hey! Jesus. Who can do what? Who can touch this? Go ahead. Anything else? So I can go over and break up the rebounding drill.
You're 100% convinced. There's going to be no limitations with Eli. Nothing to worry about in that regard, I assume.
Got better each day. Yeah. Ran around pretty good today.
Do you expect to alternate drives with them? Is that?
No, I wouldn't necessarily be that way.
Are you kind of a hot hand guy when it goes to that? I mean, if the guy's got a little something, you know,
well,
got a little something going.
Last week was one story. This week is different. Yeah. I think he's prepared to do more things this week, and so.
Tom, Stevie Brown has obviously had his ups and downs this year, but he's back on the field for you. Last 2 weeks he hasn't come off. What has he shown you this year? Maybe that you.
Well, he fought back from, you know. You had a serious injury, spent the whole offseason working on it, really didn't get started very well, pondered, you know, once he was replaced for a while. We wanted to, and I told him that our team needed him to play the way he's capable of playing. He got back on the field. He's made nice contribution. I'm hoping he can do more. You know, he does have outstanding hands, and he does have the ability to maneuver in center field. So you'd like to think that maybe he can get in position to have an interception.
Tom, when you say ponder, what do you mean by that? Just kind of.
He was upset. He was upset, and he was, you know, internalizing all of that, and didn't mind discussing it with anybody that would bring it up. So, but he did it in the right way, obviously.
When you talk about preparing for multiple game plans for the Redskins, did today you kind of pare that down with them kind of leaning towards McCoy at least?
Well, from all information that we pick up on, McCoy will start, so that helps you reduce it. We still have to be ready with everything. The full gamut is going to be there.
But when you practice, you primarily
we
today,
still
we
primarily
what, do
whether you hit walkthroughs with it or whether you hit it full speed, you're going to cover all the things that you have to cover in order to be prepared for both quarterbacks with the strength of each. So you do have to keep going with that.
Tom, do you find yourself wanting to look at some of your younger players, maybe that you haven't?
We are looking at them. Who else would you like to talk about?
Well, Andre Williams, really.
He just had a pretty good game last week.
I know. I wanted to.
He's been there all year long. I mean, he's played pretty much all year long, some games more than others, but he certainly has got a lot of play time for a young guy.
Has he progressed the way?
Yes, definitely. He definitely has progressed. Yes, he has.
You feel better with him in the pass package maybe
yep.
than you did earlier?
I do. He's learned and understood and doesn't make many mistakes in pass protection.
Rashad still brings a different element, though, in that regard. And is that, I mean, you did,
I think
that's
he does.
Kind of why you brought him in that package last week. Is that correct?
Well, we wanted him to have the pass protection duties on third down, but Andre does know what we need and what's expected.
Is that really where you see the difference, more pass protection than pass receiving?
Not necessarily.
Not necessarily.
You got a veteran guy that's done it all versus a young guy that some of this is still new. So you have a tendency in those situations, obviously. And he's earned it. I mean, let's face it, Rashad has earned that as well.
Do you think that time that Rashad was out helped a lot for Andre?
Got him definitely playing more. And when you absolutely know that, you know, you're going to be the guy, I mean, it is a factor.
Does Rashad jumping back into the starting role?
He gets, both of them will play, no doubt. I mean, how they go in, when they go in, I mean, that's a big deal for you guys. It's really not that much for me. We'll look at it and we'll decide probably based on the first few plays of how it how the first 15 comes off. But we'll be relying on both of them.